$30.
Thanks for calling customer service. Bridget speaking. Can I have your first and last name?
No, who is this, please?
Bridget.
No, company.
Okay, we take calls for different companies. I won't know which company you're under until I have your.
Okay, I've got a debit name. Card. I've got a debit card charge on my thing that I did not authorize. Can you check into that for me?
Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Lyle Royce, R-O-Y-C-E.
Your zip code?
29576.
What was the last name?
Royce, R-O-Y-C-E.
The first name, Lyle Royce?
Yes.
Okay, so can you verify your address?
At 1068 Palmer Place, Merle's Inlet, South Carolina.
Thank you for that information. So, looking through your account.
I shouldn't have an account.
Sir, you have the Melody Pods. These
have what?
These are wireless headphones you placed the order for.
Okay, that was okay. That was for okay. That's correct.
And then it was a 14.
Hold on. Hold on. Just
you get charged full price.
Okay, hold on just a minute. What's that? I don't know. Is this is there a canine charge on there also?
Sir.
Is there a canine charge on there?
I'm sorry.
What else do you have on the account?
You got charged for $64.97.
And that was for what?
The earbuds.
No, the earbuds were $5 and change.
I just said that it was shipping costs only. You received it free for shipping costs only. After 14 days, you pay full price for the product. So you paid $64.97 and $69.97. $69 was for the watch. $64 was for the earpod.
Okay, can I send these back? Because that wasn't what I understood.
I have to look through the system to see if these products are returnable.
That isn't what it said on the postal thing when I ordered them. For the watch and the earbuds, it said that after you pay the minimum, then you pay this full amount later.
Okay, so I can offer you a 35% refund.
That doesn't really help me too much. I mean, I this was through the post office, I thought, and it was for a promotional deal for doing a survey. So you guys are scamming me, is what you're doing, right?
So where did you see the ad?
I don't remember where I saw it now.
Okay, so
I'm pretty sure it was sent via email.
Refund.
How about 100% refund?
Okay, so I can offer you a free set of earbuds.
No, I don't want another set of earbuds.
Okay, well, if you
I would like these bills taken off of my account because that wasn't what I signed up for.
So you'll have to return the watch and the earbuds. And there's a $9.95 restocking fee subtracted from the amount that you are refunded.
And how much would you offer me a 50% discount, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
I go ahead and do that and just get it done with.
So you want to do the 50%?
Yeah, I guess so, but this is you guys are scammers, okay?
No, sir.
Yes, you are. But if you just give me the 50%, I'll swallow the rest.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay. There was never anything said like that. scripture. So I'm going to get a 50% discount. I'll swallow the rest. Get it done. Well, 50%, yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is, it said Jewish Post Office, but it wasn't, obviously. Survey. I can return the watch, I think, for $9.95 restocking fee. But I don't know where everything is to you, the box and all that stuff. Yep, they're scammed. $133. Watch never even work, right?
Right.
Can you get a hold of Omaha and see if we can get the $131 back? No, I don't want to get it back. I just want to make sure I can not make a payment in 1 month. I don't want to get in trouble with them again. Yeah, then it'll do something, I'm sure.
No, we know for a fact that we're going to go back to that kind of food.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm almost done.